Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We have seen what prayer is. Prayer is communicating with God according to His Word. It is a spirit realm action. We are praying in the spirit realm, contacting the spirit realm, taking aim at things that are not seen, waging warfare against satanic spirits, putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. And we're actually making a legal transaction in the spirit as we're praying spiritual law. And that releases the ability and the power of God and puts the angels of God to work for us. Now, we've seen the fact that there's a change from the Old Testament to the New Testament way of prayer. And this is important for you to understand. We do not pray according to the Old Testament way of requesting as a favor and asking God to give ear unto our prayer or hear our cry or attend unto our prayer. Instead, now we pray according to the way of the New Testament. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and we pray making a legal demand of what is due us according to the promise of God that belongs to us. And we saw in John chapter 16, verse 23, where Jesus said, "In that day you shall ask or request of me as a favor nothing." That's the Greek word erateo for ask there. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask," and that is a different Greek word, aiteo, denoting the change in prayer from the Old Testament to the New Testament. This word aiteo means a legal demand of something due you. It says that whatsoever you shall ask the Father, or make a legal demand of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto, or up to this time, have you asked or made a legal demand of nothing in my name. Ask or make your legal demand, and you shall receive. And we saw the fact that we are to pray a prayer of legal demand. We don't ask with a requesting attitude, but we make a legal demand of what is due us. And this is like writing a check. When we write a check to release our money in the bank, though it used to say on our check, put pay to the bearer on legal demand. The check is a legal transaction to release our money for our benefit. Prayer is a spiritual legal transaction to release the promises of God for our benefit. And we are not forcing the bank, of course, to give us money. It's already ours. We're not forcing our Heavenly Father to release the promises. They're already ours. He already gave them to us. And prayer is the means that brings these promises into manifestation. If a lawyer was in a court, he brought a law to the judge and made a legal demand for the court to uphold the law and to give the client the benefit of the law, that would be the proper way to handle things in a legal manner. Well, we're dealing with things in a spiritual legal jurisdiction in the realm of the Spirit according to the Word of God. And we make a spiritual legal transaction of prayer by bringing the spiritual law of God, that's the Word, His words are spirit in their life, to the Heavenly Father who's the spiritual judge. And we make legal demand for our heavenly court to uphold the spiritual laws for the believer and bring forth the manifestation of the promises of God for us in our life. We make legal demand by praying the Word of God. We don't pray the problem. We pray the answer, which is the Word. And we looked at all the major prayer scriptures, and we saw that they all use for the word ask. It's the Greek word aiteo, making a legal demand of what is due us. And we've also talked about the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith has two aspects. One of them is lambano, the Greek word lambano for receive, which means to take hold of. And the other aspect is thanksgiving. We saw that, again, all these major prayer scriptures are using the word receive, which is lambano in the Greek. And this means a self-prompted taking hold of. When we pray, we're going to make a legal demand and take hold of the promise of God. We make a legal demand by returning the word in prayer, and we take hold of it with a prayer of faith. We believe that we receive, and that's the word lambano, self-prompted taking hold of, an active receiving of the word of God. We come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain, that's that word lambano, taking hold of the mercy of God. And it is so important that if you're going to receive from the Lord, you need to have a prayer of faith which is, using this Greek word lambano, not a passive reception, an active reception. And also, we do this together with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving shows forth faith. When you pray a prayer, you should begin it with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a part of the prayer of faith to take hold of the promises of God. If someone gave you something, and then you were coming to pick that up of what they gave it to you, you wouldn't come and ask them all over again to give you what they already said they gave you. If they said they gave you a book, you wouldn't come, please give me the book again. No, you would come to receive what they already gave you. Well, Jesus has already given us everything. All the promises of God are already ours. He's already freely given us all things. Prayer is the means whereby we come boldly to the throne of grace to take hold of what He's given us, and we do it with thanksgiving. We come to Him and thank Him as we take hold of the promises of God. And this is the way that you pray for New Testament accuracy that's going to bring the results. Now, we've been talking in the last broadcast about how often we pray, and this has been a controversial issue. Many people think we just pray one time, but they fail to understand that praying is a continuous process, that we release our faith continually to move a mountain, to receive from the Lord. There may be some prayers that we're going to pray once because we see instantaneous results. But if we haven't seen results, we continue to pray. And we saw those scriptures, Romans 1:9, while without ceasing they prayed. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, they prayed without ceasing. And that word there in Romans 1:9 means to pray in uninterruptedly, unintermittedly. It means to pray through or to leave not through until the desired results have occurred. And we were pointing out at the conclusion of the last broadcast that the Greek tenses of the verbs in the prayer scriptures reveal the fact of how we pray. We don't just pray one time. We pray continuously, but we don't pray by asking and requesting. That's Old Testament way. We pray in a New Testament way of speaking what the Word says and continually speaking it and declaring it and taking hold of it, holding fast our confession. In Luke chapter 11, we saw a scripture there where it talks about the fact that when we ask, it is given unto us. And then the next verse, verse 10, says that for everyone who asketh, receiveth. Everyone who asketh, receiveth. And this particular word, ask, is aiteo, a legal demand. Receive is lambano, a taking hold of. But notice the eth on the end of those verbs. Asketh and receiveth. Eth denotes the continuous, repeated action, because this eth shows the present tense. Many times the scriptures in the King James Bible with the ETH is denoting the present tense. And this tense is very important because whenever you see the present tense used, it denotes continuous, repeated action on the part of the subject of whoever's doing it. We're the ones who are doing it. We're coming and making our legal demand in prayer, taking hold of things, and you do it continuously. This literally says, make your legal demand continuously and take hold of it continuously. And this is teaching us how we pray effectively in order to receive the results that God has brought forth for us. Now, this is very important because faith is released continuously. Faith is not some one-time thing. It is released continually as we speak forth the Word of God. Faith is a spiritual force. It can be released, and it is to be released continuously by prayer until we see the desired result accomplished in our life. We saw a scripture over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, and this particular scripture we were looking at the conclusion of the broadcast. It says in Hebrews 4:14, that seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast is in the present tense, denoting continuous repeated action of keeping speaking forth the Word of God in prayer with thanksgiving. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, where it says, you say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, that word saith is in the present tense, denoting continuous and repeated action. Each time we pray in faith, faith is going to be released, and it's going to do something. It may not be accomplished in one time when you pray one time, but the continuous declaration of the Word and speaking it forth continually releases your faith. And we see this when Jesus ministered to a person who was blind, and he ministered to him more than once. In Mark chapter 8, verse 22, he came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to him, and he took the blind man by the hand, and he led him out of the town. And he spit on his eyes, put his hands upon him, and asked him if he saw aught. He laid his hands on him, so he was ministering healing to him. And the man looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Well, he prayed one time. Well, did Jesus do something more after he ministered to him the first time? It says, after that, he put his hands again upon his eyes. He ministered to him, laying his hands upon him again, and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Now, that just shows you, when Jesus ministered to him the first time, there was a release of faith and there was a change, but not the total change. He saw men as trees walking, but he didn't see clearly. So Jesus laid his hands upon him again, ministering to him again, showing the continuous need to minister to a person until you see the desired results. And this is so important. We're going to continue to minister to people until they are liberated and set free. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Whatsoever we ask, that particular word ask is in the present tense. And then it says that whatsoever we ask, it says we receive of him. The word receive is also in the present tense, again, denoting that whatsoever we ask or legally demand continuously, we receive or take hold of continuously. It's denoting the continuousness of prayer, and we're supposed to pray without ceasing accurately. And we're not praying in doubt and unbelief if we pray more than once. We're praying continuously in faith, holding fast our confession, speaking the word of God. 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15. Here it says that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Here, this particular word is in the present tense. It says that if we ask anything according to his will, or legally demand, that means he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask or legally demand, that again is in the present tense, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of him. And that word petitions and desired is also from aiteo, a legal demand, showing that we pray continuously. The reason we need to pray continuously is in order to see the results. The devil tries to hinder us, and so we pray continuously until we see the desired result accomplished. Some things can be prayed immediately, such as the new birth, the receiving the Holy Spirit, and they happen immediately. Other things, healing, deliverance, or whatever, seeing a change in a person's life, we pray it continuously until we see the desired results. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the word of God.